Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the LaFrance Paradigm. My name is Robert LaFrance, and this is where we learn and share strategies for an impact. And I wanted to come on here and share how we can best prepare for mentorship or leading a team or improve our team leadership skills, bringing on new people, bringing on new recruits in that whole jam. Okay. I've been a mentor for a little while now. Okay. I'm on Veterati. Check that out if you're a veteran looking to network and connect with people putting themselves out there to help you get into an industry and learn a new skill and launch your next chapter of your career after post-military service. Okay. And so I had a phone call yesterday, which is where the inspiration of this video is coming from. And, there, it made me think of some questions that can help you not waste your time before jumping on a phone call and not waste the mentor's time because of everything that they got going on and putting themselves out there to help you. Okay. And you can replace mentorship or building a team with relationship, your job, your health, all these different things that you are working towards and striving towards. If we just come in with a little bit of questions before we get out there, a little bit of planning, I think the results and the experience will be much better. And then you'll sift through all the things that you need to sift through, ultimately getting closer to your results. Okay. So these are 9 questions I thought of that could help you make the most of your time and gain the most value from your learning experience with the best head on your shoulders, knowing exactly what you're getting into. So you can get the most of your mentorship or team leadership or whatever it is that you're trying to deal with the job or the relationship and things like that. Because if we go into things without a good game plan, without a plan, without, a few chess moves ahead, I think, you're setting yourself up for not the level of success that you could ultimately be achieving. Right. And I think we all know that. So preparing for mentorship. First 3 things that you need to be, okay, is hungry, willing and coachable. All right, you need to be hungry, willing and coachable. And if you're not all 3 of those things, the learning experience, the teaching experience won't be as fruitful, okay? You need to be hungry, you need to be driven by something that's going to have you going out there and eating dirt, okay? You're going to be learning these new experiences, going through these new experiences and learning all these new skills and opportunities and ways to navigate those prior challenges as you go into your evolution and becoming an expert in whatever it is that you're doing, whether you're a ninja or a mentor or a mentee. Okay. So you got to be hungry and you got to be driven by something because there's going to be some hard times and you know that already. All right. And you've already gone through hard times and you've made it this far. So let's just keep that mindset going. Excuse me. Willing. You got to be open-minded and willing to try the new things. All right. If you get on the phone call and you're showing resistance, why would the mentor continue to put their time, energy, and resources into helping you learn when you're not willing to learn? All right. It happens. It happens. Sometimes people have their own plan in their head and it doesn't jive with what you're saying because of what they know. I totally get that. I'm that person too. I can definitely be that. Help me understand what you're saying, comparing to what I know and have experienced up until this point. And that's part of why people look for mentorship is because there is someone who knows more or has more experience or has been doing something longer than you, the mentee, has. All right. So we already should acknowledge and accept our presence or our posture in this type of learning environment when seeking guidance from somebody, giving up their free time for free sometimes, most times, and wanting the best results for both parties. You know what I'm saying? So, and then coachable. You got, every successful football team, soccer team, baseball team, every team, whether successful or not, has a coach. And the idea behind that coach is to come up with a game plan, maintain positive mindset, motivate these players to get out there and perform at the best of their capabilities and win. All right. So if you're not going to, embody those values and that mindset, well, then you're not going to create momentum. You're going to create resistance within the organization that you're operating within. And that is toxic. All right. So you don't want that. All right. We want to be hungry, willing, and coachable. And some of these may be reminders and some of these may be new to you, but here it goes. All right. Because I don't want you to have a negative coaching experience going into a phone call or, not going into a phone call best prepared. All right. I want you to win. Ment, you get it. Because here's the next point is that the mentors are screening you as well. All right. Are you hungry, willing, and coachable? Am I going to want to answer your phone call at 8 o'clock at night when we're trying to close a deal, find this money, move this money, deal with some tenant issue or something along those lines at 8 o'clock when I'm with my family or something, because that's what sometimes real estate requires is that kind of stuff. I mean, when I was a real estate agent, I was sitting on the living room floor of these houses with families dreaming up their future, imagining what it would look like to grow their family in these houses and stuff like that. And so that's the cool thing, that's one of the most beneficial and like rewarding parts of being in real estate and knowing this side of the games, because you know what it's like to have to come into a house, you know what it's like to have to leave a house and move homes for whatever reasons. And so it's just rewarding when you kind of get that. But we're screening you and we want to make sure that you are ready to get to work and you're worth our time and energy and the resources, because we're not just mentoring you, we're mentoring other people. We have families, we might have day jobs, we might be having other big projects or being on vacation that we'd rather be doing than being on a phone call with somebody that we don't want to talk about or talk to. All right, so let's just keep that in mind. All right, you want to be bringing value. All right, if you don't understand that you should be bringing value to the table and everything that you're doing in the relationship and the workplace and your mentee-mentor relationship because of what this person is trying to do for you, well, then you just got the wrong mindset. Okay, you got your mind made up and on a different game plan, and you're not hungry, willing, and coachable. All right, you got to consider your energy and whether or not it's toxic and whether or not you're going to be helping the mentor and his family and what the mentor's ultimate goal is. All right. It works both ways. So accept your current knowledge, right? Accept where you currently are and the fact that you reached out to a mentor, that you're scrolling around searching on the internet, looking for resources and guidance to accomplish some goal, improve that relationship, make more money at work, start your own business, whatever it is, you're out there looking. And so when you are, especially in the real estate game, when you're going to these real estate associate or real estate investing association meetings and events, you're networking and you're trying to build business with people. A lot of those things, there are a lot of learners and not doers. But when you go in there and you connect with the right kind of people and they talk about how if you just bring X amount of dollars to the table, you can partner in the deals with them, and then next thing you know, you're making money and closing deals and doing the thing. So you got to accept where you're at, know which questions to ask and to think about asking the right questions before stepping up, and then finding someone cool to work with. I've met really cool people at my first meeting at the TRIG, Tidewater Real Estate Investor Group. And man, I just met some super cool people. And then when I bring people back there years later, I'm like, oh, you got to meet this guy, you got to meet this woman. These are the people that showed me real kindness and welcomed me in and showed me the real way to do real estate and not just like, what most people think really do. All right. So after you accept where you're at and you go into this open-minded, you're going to be more hungry, willing, and coachable. And then you're going to come up with qualifying criteria. All right. What is it that you're looking for and to gain out of this mentorship or this experience, this journey of improving your relationship in your workspace? What are you trying to accomplish from that? Okay, let's come up with those details. What are the results we're trying to achieve? For what purpose? And what steps do we have to do to actually get there? Okay, RPM to build that momentum, right? And then how much time do I have to accomplish that? All right, do I have an hour a week? Do I have 5 hours a week? Can I wake up an hour earlier and gain 5 more hours a week by waking up earlier to get this job done? All right. Am I looking for additional knowledge that I just can't find? Do these people have knowledge? And how can I make sure that they have knowledge before I give them my money? All right. Because nothing sucks more than giving up our hard-earned cash to someone who doesn't perform. All right. What kind of relationships are we trying to build? What kind of relationships do they have? What kind of relationships do you want out of your life? Ultimately, we're looking for a similar lifestyle or philosophy or whatever you're looking for, in a mentor so you can achieve what it is in your life for your family. Okay, what are those results? What are those earnings, lifestyle, and ultimately peace? I think it's all about peace for me. Okay. During this process, when you are looking for mentorship or a pay raise at your workspace, it's all about communication and negotiation. All right. The more you can keep that in front of mind, the better ultimately things can turn out. All right. You're, especially if you're in the real estate game, we're going to be negotiating big dollar amount deals with people who are emotionally attached and going through an emotional situation because they're selling their asset to do something else. And it's real stuff. You gotta have communication and negotiation skills in the front of center. And if you're able to show that into your mentorship in your screening process on what, no matter what side of the table you're on, I think that you're showcasing good boundaries, respect, and potential in building something legitimate and trustworthy together. And then you know that when one person's doing some amount of work, you know that the other person is doing some amount of work as well. And so as you can communicate what you're looking for, you're going to be able to negotiate what you're looking for and appropriately respond to that. So, you're never splitting the difference. And you can make sure you're not wasting anyone's time either. And sometimes we don't know the lanes that we actually want to go in, and we don't know all the lanes on the road that we have the opportunity to go in, and that's totally okay. And that was my experience too when I first got into real estate. When I became a real estate agent, I didn't know the difference in career paths between being a lender or a real estate agent. Sometimes, most times, lenders are paid salaries plus commission. Real estate agents are commission based only. And so, depending on your lifestyle and your needs, one might be better than the other. I mean, you could be an appraiser, and then you could be a buyer. I like being the buyer. I think being a buyer is in the best position and is the most profitable. We build wealth through owning real estate, not selling real estate, not being an agent. And I learned that. And so once I learned how the money was being made and where the money was being distributed to, and what side of the table I was on, I quickly started hanging around the real estate investing area because long-term wealth is made through home, real estate ownership. All right, cash flowing assets, passive income, building that dependable income, just like we had when we were in the military, first and 15th ever made. You know what I mean? That's all we're looking for: dependable income, financial stability, so live a comfortable life at peace, doing whatever we want, giving back to our communities, our neighborhoods, our families, the people that we care about, all that jive. Okay. And so, okay, cool. You've had a conversation with the mentor. You've had a conversation with your spouse or your employer or whatever it is that you're trying to do. And you know exactly what you're looking for. You've sorted out what you're looking for. You've sorted out what you're looking for in a mentor. And you've sorted out mentors that you can speak with or people that you can work with in order to provide these skill sets and expertises that you're looking for to successfully accomplish those results because they have experience and showcase similar, results in that area. And then from there, you can have the conversation of like the commitment and the schedule and what you're trying to do. Maybe they already have a system in place where they're having team calls every Sunday night at 8 o'clock or Wednesdays at 12 or something like that. Maybe there's already something in place, or maybe, if you are in a more in a casual or family dynamic where you're applying these skills and questions to your relationship, well, then guess what? You may live with this person, or you may be dating and not cohabitating, and then you can just book those conversations or book the dating times anyway, depending how your relationship is. You can just negotiate the time commitment to work on those things. All right. What do you want for mentorship? Keep that in front of their mind. All right. Accountability, guidance, proximity. Are those what you're looking for from your mentor? All right. We haven't talked about that yet. We need to be considerate of how we want our coach or this person that we're collaborating with to hold us accountable for upholding our end of the deal. And if we lose sight of that, we might take offense when people are holding us accountable. All right. So if you are looking for accountability, which is what leaders do, and it needs to be done in the right way. It can't be degrading, but holding you accountable to your results and your performance and what you're doing and what you're achieving, and then enjoying the success of that together. All right. Or are you looking for guidance, or are you looking for proximity to be near this type of person and performer? Okay. Because we become the average of the five people that we hang out with. All right. And especially when you're close to each other, we exchange energies and intentions. When you go into a room, you can feel the energy change, or you can feel the energy change when somebody else comes in. So is it proximity? And what are you looking for from your mentor? Are you able to communicate that to your mentor? Are you able to say that? Are they able to let you, or able to hear you say that to them? And then are they able to perform that for you? Okay, for the both of you. All right, because there is some collaboration of mutual gain happening here. And if you can always remember to add value to your mentor or the relationship. I mean, we want to be having fun what we're doing. All right. Let's not make this work or unenjoyable. Like, oh, I have to add value to doing something cool with a guy that we're about to have a lot of fun working together and making money together so we can do cool stuff separately or together down the road. You know what I mean? And so if you're going into this like a kid before Christmas Day, excited to open your presents and get to work, you're going to be super successful, all right? Because you're going to be collaborating with a team member. Teams are a lot of fun to be on when everybody's on the same mission. That's what I miss about my military experience, is being on a cool team. And I don't miss that so much because let me rephrase that, is that I work in on a flight deck with a flight team now, and so it's a lot of fun. Like, I work within a team of instructors, and that's my setting. I love that. And so when I wasn't in that setting, when I wasn't on a team setting working with performers, that's when it's like looking around, like, okay, where are my people? You feel me? And so you got to remember how you add value. It's a lot of fun when you're finding new ways to decorate, or sprinkle some magic on top of a contract somehow, or when you, oh, here's a great example. I just closed a payment with a private lender, and I got her a thank you card and a Halloween card, and I wrote some sentimental things within the cards, and I sent it to her, and I said thank you, and she loved it. You know what I mean? So it's little stuff like that that can take you a far away. All right. And if it's being taxing, let's figure out, okay, first address why it's being, if there's something taxing going on, let's address why it's happening, and then remove or adjust whatever is making it taxing, because this needs to be a good experience. Now, I'm not talking about hardship. We got to eat dirt a lot, especially if you're going through a major life change, you're redefining yourself, you're going through a divorce, you're damn near homeless, you got no money, it's hard being broke. Like, yo, yeah, that's hard. Like, let's not overlook that. Let's not even make that less than it really is, because that shit sucks. All right. So, but when we are making these major life changes and we're eating dirt and we're doing the best we can, you just got to do the best you can. All right. And enjoy the process, stay creative and have fun, and then start, make sure to live like you already have it. Because if you believe in manifestation, if you believe in it, all right. And that's it. All right. So if you have considered being a mentor, or if you have been a mentor and any of these resonate with you, or if you have something to add, that'd be great. Drop it in the comments below. Add some of the things that you've experienced as a mentor, or what you're looking for in a mentorship. And then you can probably find someone who's looking for those deals, and you can help people who are looking for those kind of mentees and looking for those skill sets and partnerships or relationships or workplaces and mutual collaboration. Okay. So if you like what you saw, if you've found value in this video, make sure you like this video, drop a comment of what you like the most, or how you think we could level up our mentorship game over here. And make sure you subscribe, follow, so you never miss a video. All right. They say the rising tide lifts all ships, and courage is contagious. So help me help you help your friends. Take care.